In the Giants 9-7-61 to the Suns 4-11-35. The Giants win it by 26 points in what was an amazing game of football, but Giants fans won't be concerned. They get the 4 points, move on, take on Essendon next Friday night. Ducky boy.
Yes, no, they came here with a job to do. They got the job done. Gold Coast, you know, they fought hard, but in the end, outclassed by what was a very good outfit. But let's go and have a listen to, no, not yet, Howie. All right, we won't listen to Toby Green. Oh, OK, we will listen to Toby Green. Thank you, Howie.
No, I just felt, just sprinting and just had a little pinch. So, I don't know, hopefully it's really minor, but, yeah, just wait and see.
It was a well-executed win. At halftime, I spoke to Leon. He just said that everything was tracking the right way. But you, obviously, firsthand on the boundary line, how did you see it?
Yeah, it was good. We sort of implemented all the things we sort of spoke about. We're good around the contest, we're able to get a bit more ball in our half as well, which always helps. So, yeah, they were two real good positives.
And Matty DeBoer, money suspecting it's a hamstring as well. He looked pretty disappointed coming off.
Yeah, I think so. Just, I don't know, wait and see again. A bit flat, so a bit annoying with 30 seconds to go, but that's footy.
It's going to be a big couple of weeks for the Giants, but that's two in a row now, so well done, mate.
Thank you. See you, mate.
Confirming what Ross Lyon suspected, thanks to Toby, courtesy of Fox Footy. Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. We spoke to Leon Cameron pre-game. He was talking about how important this game was, Ross Lyon. He's got the 4 points. I'm not sure he's found the answers just yet, but he's got the points.
Yeah, incremental improvement for them. Fix their clearance work. I really thought... We're doing the votes now, Howie.
No, take your time.
I just thought the incremental improvement. Got their front half game back. Gold Coast turned it over a lot coming out of there. But ultimately, I think it was mostly their accuracy. We spoke about the ability of Himmelberg to put it through the sticks. Cameron got that little one off him, snapped it through. The class in the end, the ability to convert, in the end was the difference. Because even at the end, Gold Coast were nagging away. But they did a good job to hang in. I thought Gold Coast defenders fought really hard against a dominant midfielder, GWS, sending the ball forward. But I thought, you know, the GWS backline, Haynes and Davis, were able to control the young, tall forwards of the Gold Coast. And their method of bombing it in and actually putting it to the pocket, actually, if you're a defender, you actually like it in there a little bit because it takes the pressure off you. But in the end, it was the quality of the run of Kelly and Whitfield, the inside worker Hopper, the halfback of Williams coming back, and he was a great addition. The absolute class and run. And they made too many fundamental errors for mine that I hadn't been seeing in the Gold Coast, missing targets, fumbling. And GWS come up and hunted them. And I think we all saw GWS, Gold Coast early years, the hunter. Well, now they're being hunted. Melbourne got after them. Now GWS and their young bodies like Powell and that for mine are getting knocked around a little bit. And their midfield went missing. You know, no Rowell. I thought they struggled to cover for him today.
Well, summarised by Ross Lyon. Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers with 100% Aussie beef. Don't go anywhere. You'll hear the song in a minute. Then you'll hear Dennis Cometti with Fremantle Collingwood alongside Lockie Reed, Andrew Embley, Tanya Armstrong, Mark Cometti. For our Victorian audience, we'll try and bring you, well, what can only be described as the highlights. It's not quite the right word from the press conference from Dan Andrews, but a bit of an update. And we'll bring you that shortly. Here's Jacob Hopper, courtesy of Fox.
Great win, Jacob. Go and enjoy it, mate. Good to see you, brother.
And that was just a stunning interview by Jacob, who really explained how the game took place and where it unfolded. We'll go into the rooms. Chewy, while waiting, that's just a quick summary, Mosh that style.
Giants winning the inside 50 count for the first time this year, 45-39. Those forward half intercepts for the Giants, they're ranked 18th, but they racked up 24, opposed to their season average of 13. And Whitfield, number one ranked player with 29 touches. Cameron, markless, only for the second time in his career from 163 games. And Greenwood, 14 touches and 6 clearances, but didn't lay a tackle. Also a first for him throughout his career.
There you go. No marks for Cameron, no tackles for Greenwood. All right, here's the Giants. The Giants. Up next, Fremantle Collingwood, thanks to Choice Hotels. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply. The live latitude It's sort of hard to follow what is exactly going on. The next round starts tomorrow night, doesn't it, between the Dogs and Port Adelaide?
Is that the next
round of football, round 10, I think we're at?
Yeah, at the Adelaide Oval.
What do you got on the live ladder there, Big Daddy?
So, Port Adelaide on top of the table, 7 wins and 2 losses. Brisbane come in at second also with 7-2. And then we've got St Kilda and West Coast sitting 3rd and 4th, 6 wins for each of those two teams. And then we have a number of teams with 5 wins. That is Richmond sitting 5th, followed by Geelong. Giants are now in the 8th, sitting 7th. And rounding out the 8 on percentage are the Western Bulldogs, also with 5 wins. Outside on percentage are the Bombers. But then we have a number of teams on 4 wins, Collingwood, Suns, Carlton, Hawthorn. If Collingwood defeat the Dockers tonight, Howie, they are inside the 8.
And the Hawks too, how far are they out of the top 4?
Hawks only one game outside of the 8 as we speak. Ooh. They're sitting 13th.
Okay.
And then we've got North Melbourne, Melbourne and Sydney with 3 wins apiece, 14th, 15th and 16th. Dockers 17th with 2. And the Crows, winless, sitting 18th on the ladder and their percentage just under 57.
Wow. We will go to Fremantle Collingwood shortly. Ross Lyon with the votes. But prior to that, if you've just been out and about, which is difficult in Victoria and Melbourne at the moment, 671 cases today across Victoria. Dan Andrews earlier on today, the Premier of Victoria, has imposed harsher restrictions. This is what some of what he had to say in his press comments earlier on this afternoon.
First of all, from 6 p.m. tonight, I'm declaring a state of disaster across Victoria. This will be in addition to the state of emergency that has operated throughout. The stay-at-home restrictions for Metro Melbourne will be enhanced. There will be additional limits to the 4 reasons to leave home. You will no longer be able to leave home or go any further away from your home than a 5 kilometre radius. You will not be able to be at any point more than 5 kilometres away from your home for the purposes of shopping for what you need. Only one person will be able to go shopping once per day, and they will need to secure the goods and services that are what you need within a 5 kilometre radius. In terms of exercise, recreational activity is now no longer allowed. You will be allowed to have 1 hour of exercise no further than 5 kilometres from your home. That means it's fresh air. It's a jog, it's a walk, it's in your it's in your local neighbourhood. It is staying close to home or in your home. And there will no longer be able to be any groups bigger than 2, regardless of whether they are from your family or someone else. Now, there will be common sense exemptions for children who are being cared for and can't be left at home, things of that nature. But ultimately, when it comes to shopping, one person goes out once a day and stays close to home within 5Ks. Ultimately, all of these changes are about limiting movement. All of these changes are about limiting the number of people that we come in contact with. Daily exercise is just that. It's an opportunity to get some exercise. It is not an opportunity to live our lives as if this pandemic was not real and was not here and was not literally the biggest challenge we have perhaps ever faced.
Yeah, the biggest challenge we've ever faced. So for everyone that that applies to in Melbourne and across Victoria, good luck. Do the right thing. It's going to be a long and difficult 6 weeks for everybody, Ducky, but keep in touch with your friends, your family by phone, ring your mates, check they're okay, and just do what you need to do.
Yep.
Not a great deal of fun involved there. All right, we've got to do what we've got to do. Now, Roscoe, votes.
Yeah, very sobering on that.
It is.
Very sobering.
It is.
It is.
It's hard to sort of get our head around it, and the effects are going to be felt for the ramifications for a long while.
They will. So let's go to the votes. That's flatteners, to be honest. That's the first time I've heard that.
Might have to go past the IGA liquor.
Oh, yeah. I'm loading up tonight.
So I'll just conclude this with
6 o'clock's coming. Go on,
before
Ross.
Before we hit prohibitions introduced. I've got Haynes for one. Apologies to some other. But Haynes, I thought his roll-off defence, 6 intercepts. He's had 18 disposals, 15 kicks, 80% effectiveness. I thought he was a wall down there along with, in particular, Williams and Davis. 2 votes. I gave to Whitfield. I know his highest ranked player on the ground. Again, Haynes had 400 metres gain. Whitfield just linked him up beautifully. 80% disposal effectiveness, 18 kicks, 3 clearances. And really, he almost kicked the goal when they missed him running into open goal. I just thought he was critical in the outcome. But important, I thought someone who flies under the radar a little bit. I thought Hopper with his 6 clearances.
Did everything, didn't he?
Yeah. number one contested player on the ground with 12. Kicked one goal, two. I just think he got under their radar and was all class. And I think he drove the performance and everyone jumped in with him. So, across, you know, apologies to Collins, who I thought was super on Cameron, who had they move up the ground to get him in the game. But they're my 3-2-1.
Love it, Rossi. Today's I'm loving it moment happened in the 17-minute mark of the second quarter. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Football. Jacobs takes a nice contested mark.
Thank you.
There's three sons in front of him, so he's going to have to spread the ball wide. Alex eventually, as they run inside 50, the Giants to drive that way. Cameron, oh, Himmelberg! That's lit the game up. He flew above the pack and took a nice little hanger. And Harry Himmelberg's given us a spark. I look forward to when you get one of those McDonald's moments, Nate. You've had a fair...
You got the boys here on a retainer, I understand that.
That was me getting over-exuberant about a game that was hard to get over-exuberant around. Don't go anywhere. Duck, stay safe. What's on tonight for you?
Well, what do you think, Howie?
Not much.
Given what we just heard from the...
Have a nice dinner.
I'll just, I'll head out, Espy, and then probably head to the zoo tomorrow.
Thanks, Duck. Thanks, Rossi. Thanks, Kirky. Thanks, Will. The Chew Man, Jay-Z earlier on. Brettie Thomas on the boundary. Noodles Brown. And Leroy back in the studio. Don't go anywhere because Dennis Committee is coming up next with Lockie Reed, Andrew Embley and crew. Well done to the Giants. They win today. Up next, Fremantle versus Collingwood.